Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for subduing sicknesses and diseases and the works of the flesh under our feet. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for every battle you fought for us and give us the victory. Thank you, Lord, for controlling all the situations going on in our lives to align with your will for us, to align with your purpose for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for glorifying yourself in our lives. Thank you for demonstrating your power in our lives and situations. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for every opportunity you have sent to us so that we can succeed and prosper and move forward through those opportunities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for making us to overcome challenges of life. Thank you for making us to overcome persecutions, temptations, trials in this world. Thank you also for making us to overcome tribulations and all satanic attacks that comes against us. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. And we thank you because you will continue to answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for every member of this ministry and every family that is here in this ministry. We thank you because you have been so faithful to us. You have never failed us. You have never let us down. You have been so good and caring toward us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for great things you have done in our lives since the beginning of this year, 2025, till today. We thank you, Lord, because you're going to do greater things as we move toward the end of this year. Greater things that will surprise everyone. Thank you, Lord. I ask that as we spend time in your presence right here, right now, manifest your power, strength, and glory among us, visit all of us, and help us. In Jesus' name, we want to pray according to your will. So I ask that you guide us through your Holy Spirit to pray the right prayer point in Jesus' name, and help everyone here to be serious about everything we are going to be doing here. Help everyone to be focused. Help everyone to pray fervently and wholeheartedly and with faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing worship songs now. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him, and angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Who's done in our let our King be lifted up. Who's done thing was done. Was done in the highest.
Spirit, our King, the lifted up. Hosanna,
sing Hosanna.
Hosanna
in the highest.
In the highest. Let our King be lifted up.
You are the mighty man in battle.
You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of faith within. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fill not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I am needed, I am at
provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We are grateful, O Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, O Lord, for your mercy, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, O Lord. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, hallelujah. We have a Father, Almighty Father, who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We have a Father, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, unto Jesus be the glory. Great things he has done, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh, great things he has done. Great the things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh, great things he has done. Great things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done, oh, great things he has done. Great things he will do, unto the Lord be the glory. Great things he has done. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Right now, we are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name higher above all the names. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher, above all the names higher. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, King of glory, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, lift you up. Lord, lift up your name. We lift up your name. We are heart full of praise. We are heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
God lifts up your name. God lifts up your name.
Lift up your name with our heart full of praise. With our heart full of praise. Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah. like unto thee. Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. These wonders, hallelujah, amen, amen. Blessing and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor.
Power and might.
Power and might be unto the Lord forever and ever. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen.
Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near, they are near every morning, always near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Father, we declare that we'll love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Jesus, we declare. Jesus, we declare that we love you. We declare an everlasting love for you. Until I reach my home, until I reach my home, until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey. Until I reach by you, until I see the Lord, until I reach by you, heaven is my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey. Oh, until I reach my you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Praise him and adore him. Magnify him for his good and his mercies endures forever. He's a great God. He's a loving Father. He is so merciful. He is so kind. He is so compassionate. He is so loving. Worshiping. He is before all things. He existed before all things. And he's the one holding all things together. He opens doors no man can shut. And he shuts doors no man can open. He gives power to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. It gives blessings to those who trust in him. Worship him. He rules forever. He reigns forever. He controls times and seasons. He controls everything and everyone. He controls every situation. situation, we worship you, Father, for there is nothing you cannot do. There is nothing your power cannot do. There is nothing your name cannot do. There is nothing your dominion cannot do. We worship you, Father, for you make ways where there are no ways. You open doors no man can shut the doors, and you shut doors and no man can open them. We praise you, everlasting Father. You're highly exalted far above the heavens and the earth. You're highly exalted far above principalities and powers of darkness. You're highly exalted far above thrones and kingdoms and governments and nations. For you are greater than all. You're stronger than all. You're wiser than all. You're mightier than all. You are the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. You're the King of the universe. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Lord. You reverse irreversible things. You change unchangeable things. You undo all the evil works your enemies have done. Blessed be your holy name, for you are the true Savior. You are the Savior of the world. You are the true deliverer. You are the true healer. We worship you, Father. For there is no other name that can save anyone except the name of Jesus. For there is no other name that gives salvation except the name of Jesus. We worship your holy name. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We bow before your throne. For you are the Almighty God. We bow before your throne. For you are the Creator of everything. We bow before your throne, for you are the Lord, for you alone is the Lord. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. You have created us for a purpose, and you shall fulfill that purpose. You shall make us fulfill that purpose. You shall empower us to fulfill that purpose. Blessed be your holy name. You have made great promises for us, and you shall bring all those promises to pass. Blessed be your holy name. For you have great plans for us, and you shall fulfill all those plans. Blessed be your holy name. Who is like unto you, O God? No one is like you, and no one can be as you are. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship. and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him. We're going to say thank you, Father, for your mercies that is so much present in our lives and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mercy. There is so much in my life. Thank you for your mercy. There is so much present in my life, in my situations, in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. Thank you for your mercy that is in my life. Thank you for your mercy that is working in my life. Thank you for your mercies that you have poured out upon my life. Thank you, Father, for your mercies. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for showing me mercies. Thank you for showing me mercies. Thank you for dealing with me through mercy. Thank you for dealing with me by mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making your mercy to produce great things in my life. Thank you for doing great things in my life because of your mercies. Thank you for helping me because of your mercies. Thank you for blessing me because of your mercies. Thank you for forgiving my sins because of your mercies. Thank you for healing my sicknesses because of your mercies. Thank you for taking away my diseases because of your mercies. Thank you for answering my prayers because of your mercies. Thank you for protecting me and my family because of your mercies. Thank you, Father, for your mercies that is working in my life. Thank you for your mercies that is working in my situations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We're going to thank Him. We're going to say thank you, Lord, because all the evils the enemy wanted for me did not happen. All the evil the enemy planned for me did not happen in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Father, because all the evils my enemies planned for me did not happen. All the evils my enemies projected to enforce upon my life did not happen. All the evils my enemies fired into my life did not enter into my life, did not succeed in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, because all the wicked plans of my enemies did not happen to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank Him. You can say, thank you, Father, for executing your judgment upon my enemies. Thank you for executing your judgment. Thank you for enforcing your judgment upon my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Begin to thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for enforcing your judgment. What happened upon my enemies? Thank you for executing your judgment upon my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for crushing my enemies. Thank you for destroying my enemies. Thank you, Lord, for judging my enemies. Thank you for taking vengeance for me on my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you for taking vengeance on my behalf upon my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Well, we're still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Father, for filling up my life with good things, with beautiful things. Thank you for removing bad things, dirty things, rubbish from my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for filling up my life with good things, with beautiful things. I thank you for removing bad things, dirty things, rubbish away from my life. Thank you for removing uncleanness from my life. Thank you for removing mistakes, errors from my life. Thank you for removing darkness from my life. Thank you for removing pollution from my life. Thank you for removing unclean thoughts, negative thoughts, negative imagination from my life, from my mind, from my soul. Thank you, Father, for filling up my life with pure things, with good things, with righteous things. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for making me to succeed in everything that I do. Thank you, Father, for making me to succeed and prosper in everything that I do. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Thank you, Father, for making me succeed and prosper in everything I do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him. Thank you, Lord, for making me to succeed and prosper in everything that I do, whether they are physical or spiritual things. Thank you for making me to succeed and prosper in everything that I do. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are going to thank him. You are going to say, thank you, Lord, because you shall give me a great testimony in this month of July. So thank you, Father, because I shall have a great testimony to share about your power, about your name, about the strength of your name, about the strength of your power. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, because you shall give me a great testimony to share in this month of July. Thank you, Father, because I shall testify of your power. I shall testify of your faithfulness. I shall testify of your glory, of your greatness, of your strength, of your might, of your dominion. I shall testify of the wonders of your name. Thank you, because you shall make me testify, because you shall do great things in my life in this month. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command a new season that is filled with your signs and wonders to begin in my life. You can say, Father, command a new season that is filled with signs and wonders to begin in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, command a new season that is filled with signs and wonders, a new season that is filled with your mighty miracles. Command that season to begin in my life right now. Command the season to begin now in my life. In the name of Jesus, a new season that is filled with your powerful manifestation. A new season that is filled with your wonders. A new season that is filled with great blessings for me. Great helps for me. Great deliverance for me. Great visitation. A new season that is filled with great supernatural encounters for me. Oh Lord, command that season to begin my life right now in the name of Jesus. Let that season begin right now as I pray. Let that season begin now in this hour in the name of Jesus. A season that is filled with manifestations of your victories, manifestations of your dominion. Oh Lord, put me in that season. Activate that season in my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every evil work agents of Satan have done against my life to be undone. You're going to say, I command every evil work, agents of darkness, agents of Satan have done against me to be undone, to become undone. Right now, open your mouth and pray like that. Lishtene heshojte gete hasujilia. Nishte gete bashadabala. Continue to pray like that. Every evil work that have been done against me in the realms of darkness, every evil work, every evil ritual that have been done against me, against my destiny, against my life, against my calling, in the realms of darkness, I command them to be undone. I command them to be undone right now. I command them to be undone in the name of Jesus. I command such evil work to die in the name of Jesus. I command those evil works to die in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Command those evil works to die. Every evil work that has been done in the atmosphere against my life, against my health, I command you to die. I command them to die. Every evil work that has been done underneath the ground against my life, every evil work that have been done by my enemies in the graveyard against my life, I command them to become undone. I command them to die. I command them to be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Every evil work that has been done against me by my enemies in the depth of the sea, in the depth of the oceans, in the depth of the rivers, I command those works to die now in the name of Jesus. I command those works to be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through my entire being and destroy every deposit of darkness. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost spread through my entire being and destroy every deposit of darkness. Open your mouth and pray. in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through every part of me. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through every part of me. Every part of me. Thank you, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through every part of my body. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through every part of my soul. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread through every part of my spirit. And let every deposit of darkness catch fire. Let every deposit of darkness in me catch fire. Let every deposit of witchcraft in me catch fire. Let every deposit of serpents and scorpions catch fire. Let every deposit of devils catch fire. Right now in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Sweep across, move across my entire being and deliver me now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, there is so much God will be able to do with your life when you have been completely delivered. Completely delivered, completely cleansed, completely refined by fire of the Holy Ghost. If there's anything many Christians need in the church today is deliverance. Yeah. In fact, Christians seems to need more deliverance than the unbelievers because of so many dangerous things we have gotten ourselves into, especially through deliberate spending, willful sin, intentional sin. That is, you know something is a sin, and you still deliberately do it. Yeah. And that has taken us so deep into darkness. Yeah, because of God's judgment. Because when you sin willfully, you're going to receive judgment from God. Because you are despising the grace of God that have been assigned to keep you from sinning. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray that God will completely deliver you from every captivity of darkness. That He will refine you as gold is refined in fire. And every darkness in you will be destroyed. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, have mercy upon me and give me complete deliverance by making your fire pass through me and take away every darkness in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, have mercy upon me and give me complete deliverance. Give me complete cleansing, complete deliverance, and complete cleansing, complete deliverance from every darkness, complete cleansing from every darkness. Use your fire to clean me so that I can become pure as gold is pure. pure after going through the heat of flames. Use your fire to purge me. Use your fire to clean me, to cleanse me. Use your fire to purify me. Use your fire to deliver me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, deliver me from every darkness, both the ones I know of and the ones I don't know. Deliver me, Father, from every darkness through your fire, using your fire. Deliver me. Deliver me. Cleanse me with fire. Deliver me with fire. Purge me with fire. Refine me with fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, make me to pass through your fire. And make your fire pass through me until there is no more captivity in my life, until there is no more slavery in my life. Desiste la tabashi de gala, nesuzeshete bashtagala, nesuzeshtagala. Make me pass through your fire, and make your fire pass through me, until there is no weakness in my life anymore, until there is no slavery to sin in my life, until there is no slavery to darkness in my life. Deliver me completely. Father, deliver me completely by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy, by your mercy. Continue to pray. If you really want complete deliverance, pray this prayer fervently. If you don't want rising and falling, you rise today, you fall tomorrow. Pray this prayer fervently. If you don't want to keep offending God, pray this prayer fervently. The Lord, take me through your fire and make your fire go through me and let me have complete deliverance. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Give me complete deliverance in my spirit. Give me complete deliverance in my soul. Father, give me complete deliverance in my body. Right now, in the name of Jesus, give me complete deliverance in my prayer life. Give me complete deliverance in my spiritual life. Give me complete deliverance in my relationship with you. Give me complete deliverance in my calling, in my career, in my ministry, in my destiny. Give me complete deliverance now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the beauty of prayer is when you pray very well, and even you are satisfied after you have prayed. Even you, in your spirit, you are satisfied that you have prayed enough. Yeah, and you are convinced that you will be victorious. Yeah. I gave somebody a prayer point some years ago. And when I was giving that person the prayer point, even myself, I was like, what kind of prayer point is this? Yeah, but when that person prayed that prayer point, she saw great manifestation of power. Yeah. So what was the prayer point? I said, if you pray like this, that Father, take me to the hottest place of your fire, or the hottest place in your fire, and let every captivity of darkness in my life disappear. Yeah. So you may be asking, is there an hottest place in God's fire? Well, the answer is yes. And the more you let God work on your life, the more you will discover that there are different dimensions of God's power and fire. Yeah, the more you open up your life for God to enter and walk in your life, the more you will see that the power of God has levels, and the fire of God has levels. So God will keep bringing you deeper into His power and fire as you keep allowing Him to help you. Yeah, because you can decide to not allow Him help you. Yeah, so I want you to pray that prayer point that I gave that person. I mean, I want us to pray that prayer point. Since we are praying for deliverance by fire. Yeah, so I want you to also pray that God will take you to that deep part of His fire where no darkness can survive. So once you reach that place of His fire, instantly every chain of slavery will break, every oppression will break, every witchcraft spell will disappear. Yeah, because they cannot survive that the hotness in that place, which I call the hottest place in God's fire. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take my spirit, soul, and body into the hottest part of your fire, and let every captivity of darkness and slavery of darkness in my life disappear instantly. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Father, take my spirit, soul, and body into the hottest part of your fire, and let every captivity of darkness in my life disappear forever. Let every slavery of darkness in my life disappear forever. Let every sickness, every disease disappear forever. Let every oppression disappear forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, take me now into the hottest part of your fire and deliver me right there. In the name of Jesus, let everything that is not of you be destroyed by the hottest part of your fire. In the hottest part of your fire, let everything that is not of God in my life be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, let every long time captivity be destroyed now. In the name of Jesus, as I am in the hottest part of your fire right now, let every captivity that have been in my life for years, let them disappear now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're still going to pray. Yeah, I have said it before that the greatest deliverance is not driving out demons from people. Yeah, the greatest deliverance that can happen to you is not God driving out all the demons oppressing you or operating in your life. The greatest deliverance that you can ever experience is when the opening through which the darkness are coming in is closed. The door through which demons are passing through to enter into your life. If that, you know, the greatest deliverance is to shut that door, to close that door. So if you don't close the door the enemy is using to enter into your life, you will never be delivered. Yeah, you can go for all kinds of deliverance prayer sessions. They will keep driving out demons and demons, and they will keep driving out demons, and you will still be in captivity. Because you have not shut the door through which the enemy is coming into your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, shut every door that is giving access to darkness to come into my life and operate, to come into my life and steal from me and kill and destroy. Holy Spirit, shut the door now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shut every portal, every opening in my life, in my dwelling place, in the environment I am living, in the building I am living, every portal, every door that is giving demons access to enter into my life, that is giving darkness access, and that is giving witches and wizards access to enter into my life and operate. Holy Spirit, shut them down. Close them up now. In the name of Jesus, close them up. Shut them down right now. In the name of Jesus. Shut them down. Close them up. Every invisible portal of darkness, whether it's visible or is invisible, that is giving access to the enemy to enter into my life and operate in my life and afflict me and oppress me and destroy good things in my life. Holy Ghost fire, shut them up, shut them down, close them up forever, right now, in the name of Jesus. Every visible or invisible altar of darkness, visible or invisible portal of darkness that is giving the enemy access to enter into my life and do whatever they want, Holy Ghost fire, shut them down. Destroy them. Close them up forever. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. We're going to pray against abominations. Yeah, abominations. The devil knows that God hates abominations. That is why he keeps sending abominations into the lives of Christians, so that God will not be able to draw closer to them and help them. Yeah, maybe, in fact, not even maybe, many of us, if not all of us, we have bought things in the market that contains abominations. You know, many things we buy in the supermarket, they have passed through the altars of darkness before they reach the supermarket, before they reach the shops. Yeah, even the online stores. Yeah, some of the items were not even being produced on earth. They are being produced from the satanic realms, and then they'll be shipped into the earth. So there are factories under the sea, factories beneath the grave, factories established by Satan and the fallen angels. And they produce, in fact, not even almost, they produce everything we use. I mean, when I mean everything we use, I mean, name whatever you use. They have their own product. Whether the things you use, everything. Whether the things you use on your body or things you heat, everything. They produce toothpaste. They produce, everything. So I don't need to be breaking it down. Just think of anything you use in your house. I mean everything you use in your house. There are demonic versions of them. Products that are coming from the water, from underneath the water, from beneath the sea. Yeah, because there are companies and factories there. I mean everything we use, everything we heat, they produce from that place. Of course, there are some that are being produced here on earth that are not, that don't have abominations. But how will you know the difference? Yeah, because they can produce exactly the same with the one that is pure. They can produce exactly. So let's say there is a toothpaste with a brand name called Good Health. Maybe that's the name of that brand of the toothpaste, Good Health. And that brand is pure. It's not coming from the demonic realms. Now, this kingdom of darkness, they will also produce exactly the same toothpaste like that, with no difference. So it becomes difficult to know which one is really and which one is not. I don't know if I get my point. Yeah, so the whole world is so filled with abominations. So many of these products, they are first of all being dedicated to Satan on satanic altars before they are moved to the marketplaces for selling. Yeah, but you don't know, you just buy them. Yeah. So, but they bring in pollution and corruption because they are filled with abominations. So, we're going to pray that God will flush away every abomination that is in your life, that is affecting your relationship with God. Every abomination you might have eaten, or you might have used on your body, every abomination you might be wearing on your body as a dress, as a cloth, that whatever abomination that is in your life that is affecting your closeness with God, you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, flush out of my life every uncleanness, every abomination that is preventing me from drawing closer to God, that is affecting my connection with God, that is affecting my spiritual walk with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out of my life now. In the name of Jesus, every abomination I have eaten, every abomination I have drunk, I am drunk. Every abomination I have applied on my skin, every abomination I have used on my body, that is affecting my spirituality as a Christian. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Flush them out of my life. In the name of Jesus, every abomination that comes through the air that I breathe in, every abomination that comes through the water that I drink, every abomination that comes through the food that I eat, every abomination that comes through whatever means, fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out of my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Flush them out. Remove them from my life completely. In the name of Jesus. Remove from my life every abomination of demons, abomination of darkness that is polluting my temple, polluting my body, which is the temple of God, polluting my life, which is the sanctuary of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, remove them now. Remove them now. Make my temple, my body, pure for God to dwell in. Fire of the Holy Ghost, make my body pure. Make my soul pure. Make my spirit pure for God to dwell, for God to reside. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Yeah, you need to make it an habit to be praying deliverance prayers on yourself every day. Yeah, we may not pray deliverance prayers all the time because that's not the only thing God has called me to do. Yeah, so make it an habit to be praying deliverance prayers on yourself every day. Yeah, I mean on yourself personally, when you are praying on your own. Make it a duty, make it an habit to be praying deliverance prayers on yourself. Yeah, because that is how your relationship with God will become beautiful and wonderful and powerful. Yeah, because much of what is stopping us from becoming who God want us to be, and from fulfilling our calling and destiny are going to be dealt with during deliverance prayers. Yeah, when you pray deliverance prayers on yourself. Yeah, so that is how you become free to know God more, because there's so much darkness that don't want you to know God. So when you get rid of the darkness that don't want you to know God, then to know God becomes easy. Yeah, when you get rid of the darkness that don't want you to hear God's voice, then to hear God's voice becomes easy. So we need to be taking that darkness out of the way. So that is why you have to continue to pray deliverance prayer every day. I pray deliverance prayer every second, every minute. Yeah, because devil always stand between me and God. Devil always come all the time between me and God. So I always pray both deliverance prayer and warfare prayers. Yeah, because I want to remain connected with God all the time. Yeah, so make it a habit that you pray deliverance prayers on yourself. So once you do that, then you will start to enjoy your relationship with God, and you'll be receiving revelations from God, instructions from God, directions from God. And you'll also be receiving a partition of strength, of anointing, of grace, of power from God. Yeah, because now there is nothing to block God from touching you, because you have gotten rid of the darkness that is standing between you and God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the anger of God upon every spirit of darkness that have positioned themselves around my life to make my success and progress difficult, to make my success and progress impossible. Let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I invoke the anger of God upon every spirit of darkness that have positioned themselves around my life to make the manifestation of my progress impossible, to make the manifestation of my success difficult. Let the anger of God consume them. Let the anger of God waste them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy spirits of darkness, creatures of darkness, powers of darkness that have strategically positioned themselves in my life to make sure that I don't experience success and progress and prosperity. Let the anger of God consume them all. Let the anger of God consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, well, you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every thick darkness that is blocking me from going deep into God. every thick darkness blocking me from going deep into God, from getting so close to God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Begin to pray like that. Gisi de neshte la tabashta gala. Neshte de neshta gala. Mahashta hesudashta gala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every thick darkness that is blocking me from getting deep into Christ, from getting deep into Jesus, from getting deep into God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume every thick darkness blocking me from knowing God. Consume every thick darkness blocking me from being a friend of God, from becoming a close friend of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume such thick darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, every thick darkness that is blocking me from feeling God's presence, from connecting with God's presence, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Every thick darkness blocking me from hearing God's voice, from getting inspiration and revelations from God, every thick darkness blocking me from getting direction from God, from getting wisdom and knowledge and understanding from God, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume the thick darkness now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying. I discovered that God is seriously interested in us. In these last days, heaven is so much interested in helping believers. God is so much interested in appearing to you, talking to you, visiting you, showing you things. God is so much interested in teaching you many things, training you, and making you strong and stronger. Yeah. But the problem is that we have not allowed him. Yeah. That's the problem. We are not allowing him to do what he wants to do in our lives. So we have embraced worldliness, worldly things. Yeah, we are so much after the cares of this world, the things of this world, and we are so much after satisfying the lust of our flesh, the sinful desire, the selfish desire that is in us. That is how we have stopped God from doing what you really wanted to do in our lives. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, from today, I shall not hinder the works of God in my life. I shall not hinder the operations of God in my life. Yeah, begin to speak like that. Begin to say, you, my soul, from today you shall not hinder the works of God in your life. You shall not hinder the operations of God in your life. God shall continue to have his way in you. God shall continue to have his way in me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, from today onwards, I shall not hinder the works of God in me, the works of the Holy Spirit in me, the works of the Holy Spirit in my soul, the works of the Holy Spirit in my body, the works of the Holy Spirit in my spirit. I shall not hinder the operations of God in the name of Jesus. You, my soul, shall not hinder the works of God in you. You, my body, you, my mind, shall not hinder the works of God in you. You, my spirit, you shall not hinder the works of God in you. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. God shall always have his way in me from today onwards. The Holy Ghost shall always have his way in me. Jesus shall always have his way in me. I shall not be a limitation to the works of God in my life. I shall not be the limitation to the works of God in my life. I shall not be the hindrance to the works of God in my life. I shall not be the barrier to the works of God in my life. I shall not be the barrier to the works of the angels of God in my life. In the name of Jesus, God shall continually have his way in my life. God shall continually have his way in me. From this day onwards, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, just begin to pray. I said it earlier that you must keep the door shut. The door that lets Satan into your life. As you cast Satan out of your life, you must keep that door shut. If you keep that door open, Satan will come back. And he will not just come back alone. He will come back with multitudes of demons. Yeah, I think This is a teaching that every deliverance minister or deliverance churches or ministries need to really teach the people, their congregation, because those words came out of the mouth of Jesus himself in the Bible. He said, if an unclean spirit comes out of a man, and then the unclean spirit came back and realized that the place that he left is still well prepared for him. Yeah, and that, you know, that place is still empty, and not just empty, is still open for him to come in. And Jesus said, that spirit will go and bring 7 more wicked spirits. And then they will come back. And then Jesus said, the latter end of that person will become very worse. Yeah. And that is the problem with Christians. Yeah, and that is why some Christians, they are still praying for deliverance now. You know, they're still praying for deliverance after 5 years. Yeah, because they allow the devil to come back with more terrible spirit. Yeah. So now it becomes so hard for them to get total deliverance. Because when God delivered them, they didn't shut the door. They still opened the door for the devil to come back. Yeah. So now, and they kept on opening the door, and the devil kept on bringing more devils, more spirits. So now they now want a quick deliverance. Yeah, they can't have quick deliverance because they have made their lives worse over the years. They have opened the door for more demonic possession and oppression. And now they're expecting, they're looking for a man of God that will just say, "Oh, you devils, come out." Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, because over the years they have deliberately brought in so much captivity into their lives. And now they want a quick deliverance. Yeah. And some of them are not even ready to repent, and they are looking for deliverance. How is that possible? So you are going to pray that every wrong attitude in your life that is bringing him devils will die. Or every wrong attitude in your life that is allowing devils to keep coming in and going out or doing their business freely in your life, that such attitude will die. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command every wrong attitude, behavior, habit, character, and lifestyle, and mindset in me that is giving access to darkness, to demons, to enter into my life and do as they please. I command such attitude and character to die right now. I command such mindset to die right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Until the mindset dies, you will not be free. It's not a curse. You cannot be free until the legal ground is destroyed, until the door is shut. Begin to pray, say, every wrong attitude and character and habit and lifestyle in me that is legalizing satanic operations and demonic operations in my life, die right now. I command them to die right now. Every wrong attitude, die right now in the name of Jesus. Every wrong attitude, wrong habit, wrong character, wrong mentality, wrong mindset, wrong culture in my life that I have embraced, that is bringing in demons into my life, bringing in darkness into my life, let them die now. I command them to die now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. wrong habit, wrong lifestyle, wrong mindset. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Die right now in the name of Jesus. Every wrong behavior in me, every wrong action that I take, every wrong action that I do, I command them to end now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, one of the things I have learned from the Lord is that whenever God wants to change something in my life, I mean a physical change, the first thing God would address is the wrong mindset the wrong mindset that I've created, the negativity. Yeah, that is what God will first of all address. Yeah, the wrong mindset that I've created, the wrong thing that he wants to change. Yeah, so he would first of all correct that mindset. And that was why Jesus said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yeah, and sometimes maybe the wrong habit or attitude that I've allowed that negative thing to stay in my life. So God will first of all correct it before you will remove that thing from my life. I don't know if you're getting my point. Yeah. So sometimes Christians are expecting changes. Maybe they want their poverty to end, but then they don't want to change their mind. Or they don't want to change in their mindset. They don't want to change in their character. And that is why the physical change they're expecting is not happening. Yeah, because God wants to first of all correct the error that have allowed the negative situation to happen in their lives. God want to first of all correct that error before he will now reverse that negative situation or take away that negative situation. Yeah, so I want you to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, give me revelation of your truth, understanding of your truth, that will correct every error in my life, every error in my life that I've legalized the presence and operation of darkness in my life. Say, Father, give me understanding of your truth, revelation of your truth that will change such error, that will remove such error. Open your mouth and pray like that. Continue to pray. Say, Father, give me a revelation of your truth that will correct every error in me, every error in my character, in my mindset, every error in my attitude, every error in the way I think, every error in the way I see things, every error in the way I react to things. Give me the revelation of your truth that will correct these errors so that I can experience the transformation. So that I can experience the transformation that you want to cause in my life, the transformation you want to do in my life. So that I can experience complete deliverance in my life. Give me revelation of your truth that will change my negative mindset, negative nature, negative character. Give me revelation of your truth. Give me a revelation of your truth that will change every negativity in my mindset, in my character, so that the transformation you want to do in my life can happen, so that the deliverance you want to do in my life can happen. In the name of Jesus, give me revelation of your truth. Give me understanding of your truth that will correct every error in my life. Every error in the way I do things. Every error in the way I see things. Every error in the way I react to things. Revelation of your truth that will correct every error in the way I interpret things. Give me the revelation of your truth now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Give me revelation of your truth now. In the name of Jesus. So that I can experience the transformation your mighty hand wants to cause in my life. Give me revelation and understanding of your truth that will lead to my repentance. Give me revelation and understanding of your truth that will move me to repent in whatever things I am doing wrong, so that you can give me the deliverance and transformation that I need now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, some of these errors that God is going to correct in your life may not look like sin. Yeah, but they are sins because God hates them. Yeah. For instance, you may be making an error of trusting in your own strength, in your own power, in your own wisdom. Yeah, and you may think there's nothing wrong with trusting your own strength, your own power, your own wisdom for success. Yeah, but it's an error in the kingdom of God. You're not supposed to trust your strength or wisdom or power. You're supposed to always trust in the strength of God, in the wisdom of God, in the ability of God. Yeah, but it may not look like it's an error, but it is an error. Yeah, and then you may also be trusting in men, in people. Yeah, you may be trusting in people instead of trusting in God. And then to you, it may look like it is normal to trust family members, to trust in family members for help. It is normal to trust in your parents for help. It is normal to trust in your spouse for help. It is normal for children to trust their parents, or for parents to trust their children for help, for support. Yeah, but as normal as it may look, it is an error. Yeah, and it is an error for you to trust in your salary. Maybe you are earning money. You have to trust in your salary for support instead of trusting in God, yeah, and in the ability of God to provide for your needs. Yeah, it is an error to trust in anything else in this world for your sustenance. Yeah, but these things may not look like an error. So that is why you really need a God to correct whatever error is in your life. That is the reason why it's not blessing. Yeah, some people, they will remain poor forever because of the wrong mindset that is in them. Yeah, because of how they have chosen to live their lives. And that is why they will never be rich. Yeah, so what is the error in your life? That is probably the reason why you are still poor, or the reason why you have not moved forward for years. Have you found that error? Yeah, so I want us to pray that prayer point again. Yeah, because it is better you find the error now. Yeah. So that your life can change now. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, reveal to me every error in my life that has been the reason for my limitations over the years, that have been the reason why I have been limited over the years, that have been the reason why I have suffered and have been suffering over the years. The Father, reveal to me the errors so that I can repent. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It may look so insignificant to you, but not to God. It may look so unimportant to you, yes, to you, but not to God. The Lord, reveal it to me now. Every error that I practice in my life, day in, day out, every day, yeah, that have brought great limitations on my life, calling, and destiny. That have brought great slavery and oppression and captivity upon my life. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them now so that I can repent. In the name of Jesus. Expose the errors to me, even if it is things that I thought is a normal thing. Even if those errors are things that I considered to be a normal thing, to be a good thing. Oh Lord, expose them to me now. Reveal them to me now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Geshiste hashtumalatada. Reveal to me every error I have been practicing for years. And I didn't know that it is an error. I didn't know they are wrong. Reveal them to me. Make me know they are wrong. Every hero that I have embraced in my life for years, and they have caused great damages in my life. They have limited my life. They have prevented my progress. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see them so I can repent. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray five more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, I think I've shared with you before of an error that I was going to make some years ago that God saved me from making the error. And what is the error? I thought that as a servant of God, yeah, or let me say, as a full-time servant of God, I'm supposed to be on the receiving end. I'm supposed to keep receiving gifts from people. Things what I do is just to preach, to work for God, yeah, to teach. So I thought I'm supposed to be at the receiving end. Yeah, I'm supposed to be collecting tithes, offerings, and I'm not, you know, I thought I'm not supposed to be giving out. Yeah, or I'm supposed to receive more than I give out. Yeah, until God told me that if you do that, if you follow this mindset, you will remain poor forever. Yeah, so you are going to suffer great poverty forever. Yeah. So the reason why I'm telling I'm sharing it again with you is that maybe the reason why some of you are poor is because You have chosen to be on the receiving hand. Oh, man of God, pray for me. Oh, Jesus, do this for me. Yeah, so you're always on at the end of receiving. Oh, God, bless me. Touch me, Jesus, touch me. So you're always receiving from God, receiving from men of God. They pray for you and all of that. And nothing is going out of your life. You're always receiving. But then nothing is going out. Yeah, and then you want to be prosperous. How is that going to happen? Yeah, that is nothing is going out of you in any way. You know, sometimes things go out of us that are not even in form of money. Yeah, so you are not even doing anything for God. You're doing nothing for God. You're not even winning souls for God. You're not praying for people. Nothing is going out of you. Your life is just about yourself. You're just receiving. Then God, you know, God will hardly bless you. Yeah, because nothing is coming out of you to bless others, to help others, and even to bless God or to bless men of God. Nothing is coming out of you. You're just receiving. Yeah, so why wouldn't you be poor? Yeah, you would definitely be poor. Yeah, so you're going to pray that God will help you to become a blessing. Not just a receiver of blessing, but that you will become a blessing to others, a blessing to the world, a blessing to people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to become a blessing. Help me to become a blessing to people, a blessing to the world. Help me to become a blessing to your work, a blessing to people all around me, a blessing to believers like myself. Help me to become a blessing to unbelievers. Help me to become a blessing to your ministers, to your servants. Help me to become a blessing. Help me, Father, to become a blessing. Yeah, you can become a blessing right now. It's just a change. You just need to change your mindset. It's not until there's money in your hand before you become a blessing. You can become a blessing right now. It's just by you start, you know, by you stopping. Or as I said in English, you become a blessing when you stop focusing on yourself. Yeah, when you stop thinking all about yourself, that is when you become a blessing. So it's a mindset. It's not about, do I have enough to give out or do I not have enough? It's a mindset. It's not about having money or not having money. You need to start from your mindset. Then when you have money, then you will now use it to bless others. But your mindset must change first. Begin to pray, say, Holy Spirit, help me to become a blessing to others. Help me to stop focusing on myself alone. Help me to stop living for myself. Help me to stop focusing on my own things. Help me to become selfless. Help me to become selfless. Help me to think of others first before I think of myself. Help me to think of your work first before I think of myself. Help me to think of winning souls, of soul winning first, before I think of myself. Help me, O Lord, to become a blessing. Help me to change my mindset so that I can become a blessing to others, to many lives. Help me to stop becoming a parasite that is only receiving and receiving and receiving. And help me, O Lord, to become a blessing to others. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to sacrifice for the benefit of others. Help me to sacrifice for the well-being of others. Help me to sacrifice for the growth of others. Help me to stop being self-centered. Help me to become a blessing. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray. It is wrong for you to focus just on your family. Like when people say, it's just me and my husband and children. It is wrong if you're a Christian. You have to help others. You have to bless others. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, have mercy upon me and visit me and do something new in my life. The Father, have mercy upon me and visit me and do something new in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Visit me, Father. Have mercy upon me, Father. And do something new in my life. Something new that will change my story. Something new that will change my life. Something new that will elevate my life. Something new that will prosper my life. Do something new in my life by your mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, lead and guide me in every day of my life so that everything God has arranged to happen to me will happen on a daily basis. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, lead and guide me in every day of my life so that everything God has arranged, everything God has positioned in the days of my life to happen to me can happen. So that everything God have ordained to happen to me in each day of my life can happen. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me through each day of my life. Lead and guide me. Lead me in such a way that I possess my possessions on daily basis. Lead me and guide me in such a way that I receive God's blessings that have been positioned in each day for me. Lead and guide me, Holy Spirit. Lead and guide me, Holy Spirit. Lead me on daily basis so that I can connect with God's blessings that is in every day for my life. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is controlling the days of my life for evil. Let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand, every satanic hand that is controlling the days of my life to go in a direction that is contrary to the will of God. Every evil hand controlling the days of my life to go contrary to the will of God, to go contrary to the plans of God, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off now in the name of Jesus. Every satanic hand, witchcraft hand, demonic hand that is controlling my days in such a way that God's plans should not happen, in such a way that God's will should not happen, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off. Right now in the name of Jesus, every evil hand that is making the days of my life to go wrong, making the hours of my life to go wrong, every evil hand making the days of my life to go against God's plans for me, to go against God's will for me, let the flaming sword of the Lord cut them off now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out every spirit of forgetfulness that is making me to forget to pray and to praise God in the midst of battles of life. I command them to come out right now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Every spirit of forgetfulness, making me to forget to pray when I'm under attack. Every spirit of forgetfulness, making me to forget to praise God when I am under attack. Come out now. In the name of Jesus, I cast you out of my life. I cast you out of my soul. I cast you out of my spirit. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of forgetfulness, making me to forget to seek God's face for direction, making me to forget to pray for direction, to pray for illumination, to pray for wisdom, to pray for inspiration. Every spirit of darkness, spirit of forgetfulness, making me to forget to seek the Lord for help and intervention when I'm under attack. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of forgetfulness that is making me to forget to praise God and to sing worship songs to God when I'm going through challenges of life. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you now. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always sufficient unto us. Thank you for your power that have been helping us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us all the time. Thank you for your peace and joy that fills our hearts continually. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your presence in this place that is enforcing victory and dominion and solutions to problems. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the things you have already done in our lives. And thank you for the ones you will do shortly. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you show mercy on your people here. I ask that you visit everyone. I ask that you touch everyone. I ask that you transform the lives of everyone here. I ask that you help everyone in the name of Jesus. Let all your promises for your people begin to come to pass with speed in Jesus' name. Let those of them that still trust in you, let them be comforted with miracles in Jesus' name. Let those of them that are still waiting on you, let them be comforted with signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I ask, O Lord, that you make a way for everyone here to succeed, to prosper, and to become who you want them to be. O Lord, make a way now in the name of Jesus. every spiritual gift that is in your life but is not functioning, I command them to start to function now in the name of Jesus. And every fear that have caged your manifestation, I command the fear to die right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of fear that is not allowing you to do what God is asking you to do, what God is leading you to do, I command the fear to die right now in the name of Jesus. Receive the spirit of boldness to do everything God has sent you to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.